He is our kind of US correspondent, but he's in the studio rather than being in America. Anyway, he's giving us all the latest from the US election. And we'll start briefly on the Dem side, because there's a lot of stuff you want to talk about with Trump and the Republicans.
Oh, indeed.
You just said to me off air that Hillary Clinton can stitch this up in the next 24 hours.
Yeah. So look, for a little bit of an update for people. So where we're at is Clinton and Trump both had very big wins last week in New York. And for Clinton, that meant that it effectively has pushed her very close to the 2,000 delegate mark. To win, she needs around 2,400. And to put this in context, Bernie Sanders has, I don't actually have the number on me, but it is a lot less. And he effectively would need to win each of the remaining states by around 56% to 58%.
Whoa.
To match Clinton, and he's trailing in the polls. These are states where there's more of a ethnic diversity, mm-hmm. And hence they're states where Clinton's done much more. Well, they are states where she is expected to do much more, much better. What are we talking about here? We're talking about the primaries which are on tomorrow in the US. Mm-hmm. Pennsylvania, Maryland, Delaware, Connecticut, Rhode Island, sort of northeast of the United States. So, look, on the Dem side, Clinton is expected to extend her lead. Sanders has come out, though, and said, look, he's going to keep on fighting because he's about the movement.
Yeah.
And this is giving people in the Democratic Party a few jitters. They don't think he'll run as a third-party candidate, but they're worried it will distract attention away from Clinton's attacks on Trump. And we've seen the first Clinton attack ad against Trump come out the other day.
And
there's also a bit of sort of argy-bargy between Clinton supporters and Sanders supporters. A lot of the young kids who back Sanders are getting a bit fired up.
Yeah. So, youthful enthusiasm.
Yeah, how they deal with disappointment is going to be interesting. But of course, like all things, the interesting stuff's on the Republican side. Yeah, it's so cray-cray.
Yeah, and John Kasich, a guy who's the third potential nominee, he's been pretty much absent or not out of the news for most of this race so far, but he's been catching... Trump's been a bit harsh on old John Kasich the last few hours or so.
He has. So the backstory here is that... in another last-ditch attempt to stop Trump from clinching the Republican nomination, Cruz and Kasich have got together to try and spend their resources in separate states so they don't double up and so they can really focus on trying to beat Trump. And this has caused Trump to go off like a frog in a sock, and he's saying that they're both completely desperate. And then he's got even more personal. This is a guy, he doesn't use Ted Cruz's name, for example. He calls him Lying Ted. And you see news anchors around the world now calling Ted Cruz Lying Ted, which is quite funny. He's been having a go at Kasich for how Kasich eats. He said, quote, he has... so this is Trump on Kasich. Trump says, quote, he has the news conference all the time when he's eating. I have never seen a human being eat in such a disgusting fashion. I'm always telling my young son, Baron, always with my kids, all of them, I'd say children, small little bites. This guy takes a pancake and he's shoving it in his mouth. It's disgusting. Do you want that for your president? I don't think so. These are the important issues. Debates and issues.
Yeah.
The other issue, which of course has been lathering up the conservative side of politics, is whether trans people are allowed to use the bathroom that they choose, so men's or women's bathroom.
Yep.
Trump, although he's full of bluster, doesn't seem to care. He says it's been working quite well where people can use whatever bathroom they want so far. It's been riling up Ted Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, all worried about grown men hanging around young girls in bathrooms. Mm-hmm. Shows you what's on the mind, really.
People forget that, don't they? They forget that Trump, when you look at someone like, Senator Ted Cruz, he's an evangelical, really religious, quite conservative sort of guy.
Yeah, indeed.
Trump is a bit, although he said a lot of silly stuff in my opinion over the last year or so, he's quite a liberal kind of guy. He has quite liberal stances compared to Cruz anyway.
I think so. I often think about Trump. Trump has a sort of liberalism that comes with avarice. So if all you want to do is make money and win, you really, at the end of the day, don't care if someone's black, white, gay or straight.
Yeah.
But equally, you'll say whatever you need to get win. So you'll say these hyper-offensive things simply because you want to win. But equally, if you need to trade with people that maybe sort of far right evangelical Christians can't stand, you will do that as well, because all you care about is winning. And so
it's the dollars.
Yeah, indeed. It sort of mirrors the sort of mercantilism you used to see maybe in Holland back in the day, where, you know, the sort of Dutch. One of the reasons why the Dutch are considered such a progressive country is because they were some of the leaders in world trade, and because they were such a small nation, they couldn't afford to be highly prejudiced.
Yeah.
And so in a way, you sort of think, well, you know, Trump may spout all this rubbish about, you know, keeping Muslims out of the nation, or, you know, this, that and the other. But at the end of the day, they're not strongly held views. So, and I should say, Trump is ahead in each of these states. So it'll be very interesting to watch what happens there.
Well, yeah, plenty to come, especially from these five states, I think it is, from the northeast of the country. So
Ocala primary, named after the train that joins each of the states. So, yeah.
Well, it's going to be fascinating space. Stuff. Yeah, well, Elijah will join us in the next couple of weeks as well to find us out what's been happening in that crazy old race over there in the states. Interesting question as well. I love just that whole chance. Bathroom question to be asked of our current politicians here in Australia. So what they say?
They should. They should ask with Senator Eric Abetz and
Corey Bernani maybe as well.
Yeah, Corey.
All right, thanks so much, Elijah.
Corey.
We'll see you next time.